Good afternoon, WVCP listeners, and welcome to the Vol State Chat. I'm your host, Chloe Duvall. I work as a social media writer in the public relations office here at Vol State, and this is my first show as the main host. I am so excited to be here today to host the Vol State Chat, which is a weekly talk show that takes you inside the college to let you know what's happening both in our academic programs and also with our activities and public events. As always, I'm joined by co-hosts Eric Melcher and Winnie Combs. Hey, guys.
Hi. How's it going? Congratulations on your first show.
Thank you. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be really cool. So, Eric, at Vol State, you and I both know that there are a lot of incredibly talented students and faculty, specifically in the music department here at Vol State. So have you witnessed some of that talent around here?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I first got to the college, I went to graduation. And the very first graduation, some 16 years ago, a woman was singing the national anthem. And she blew the roof off the place. I just that is just some amazing talent to have for community college. And it's just really impressed the heck out of me. She actually played on the Opry, and she did she recorded for RCA for a while. So we've seen all sorts of great people come through here, great guitar players, jazz singers, bluegrass players, a whole variety of musicians. And then we've also got folks that do the entertainment media production program. They do what's called a capstone project. So I've seen them when they took a rap music song and video that they had put together and took it to Music Row. And they actually talked to producers and other professionals about their work and how it stacked up next to the professionals. So, yeah, I've seen a lot of that. It's really a lot of fun. It's a great part of Vol State.
Yeah, and people don't always expect that coming out of a community college, but we have some really, really talented people here. So what about you, Winnie? What have you seen around campus regarding music?
So I have a little bit of a different experience surrounding music on campus. I was actually involved in a lot of theater since I was young, and in 2016, I participated in my first out-of-school production with a community theater, and the actual production took place in Cottle Hall in the Vol State Auditorium. So that was really cool to come full circle now. And then besides that, I've of course heard your performance at the 50th year anniversary, but other than that, I actually haven't heard a ton of on campus like music or anything because of COVID, and I feel like that might have put a strain on things a little bit, but I'm really excited to hear some today maybe. So,
and we're going to be back with music now in December for this winter showcase, December 3rd and 4th at 7:30 p.m. back to live music here at Vol State at Caudill Hall, and that'll be a showcase of all sorts of original songs. And are you going to be performing? Have you decided yet?
I will. So I was just recruited today by Ben Graves. He was like, hey, you should play something at the winter showcase. So that's something really exciting that's coming up. But today we're going to be talking about music, which is very close to my heart. And it's always so refreshing as a musician to see other musicians succeed and embark on their own musical journeys around campus, recording in the studio, doing live performances, such as that winter showcase that's coming up soon, and performing in the various ensembles that Vol State offers. As a singer, songwriter, and student here at Vol State, I've had the opportunity to use the state-of-the-art recording studio here and also meet some incredible musicians and instructors who are really killing it in the industry. So we are now joined by Nicholas Reynolds, who is the chair of the music department and an incredible pianist and instructor here at Vol State who teaches a multitude of classes. So firstly, Nicholas, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you teach and do here at Vol State?
Thank you so much for hosting me. It's a thrill to be here. I came to Vol State first in 2018, and this is now my fourth year and my first semester as chair. I teach piano lessons, I teach class piano, and in the past I've taught music history and theory. So a little bit about what I do in Nashville. I volunteer as president of the Nashville Area Music Teachers Association, and I always give performances and collaborate with other musicians.
Yeah, that's really, really awesome. So what are some of the music programs that Vol State currently offers?
So I would encourage everyone interested in music to check out the website volstate.edu/music. We offer two programs. The Music AFA is part of the Tennessee Transfer Pathways. This allows students to transfer to a four-year college or university to finish their bachelor in music, either music education or in performance. The other degree that we offer is the AAS in music, known as professional music. This is kind of a terminal degree, so it's non-transferable, but it does train musicians to become working musicians in the entertainment industry. There's a lot of really interesting electives, including songwriting, survey of recording industry, audio recording techniques, etc.
Yeah, Awesome. And Eric, you mentioned a little bit about the capstone experience with the entertainment media program. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, entertainment media production is pretty cool. So it's kind of like the flip side of what Nicholas is doing with students, with musicians. This is folks that are interested in the production side of things. So it started out kind of as a recording music program. We have two studios. As you well know, Chloe, you've been in those before.
Yes.
Beautiful studios. And we have a 5-time Grammy Award-winning director of our entertainment media production program, Steve Beischer, is a sound recording. He's done 120 hits that he has mixed.
Wow.
Yeah, he's amazing. He works all over the world. But so we're so lucky to have him here at Vol State. And entertainment media is pretty cool. So it's digital radio media, multimedia web design, music business, music production, and video production. And what's cool about it then is all those students collaborate together on projects, you know, video projects, recording projects and stuff, and then work with the musicians. So you get this whole community that's built up. And it's an exciting program. We've got a lot of folks that it's designed to get people, you know, ready for Nashville, for working in the professional music industry.
Yeah, exactly. And in Nashville, in music anywhere, it's one of those careers where connections and experience matter so much, even just as much as an education. So with that in mind, Nicholas Reynolds, why should someone interested in music go to college and get a degree anyways?
For connections and experiences.
Yes.
And to elaborate a little bit more, having a degree will never hurt you, especially if it's paid for already or it's very inexpensive. So if anything, it's only going to help you. It'll make you more marketable. Like I said, it will give you experiences that you wouldn't otherwise have. And in the music world, just like many other fields, but especially in music, connections are vastly important. We have high quality education. This is very, very important in the musical world to know people who know people who know people. This will get you gigs. This will help you land a job in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And you can gain a lot of hands-on experience. And like you said, connections through college, you could literally meet a classmate who ends up producing your first single or your first EP or who ends up co-writing with you. So what are some opportunities that Vol State offers to current music students hoping to expand their musical career?
So we always offer performances throughout the semesters. We have end of semester showcases. There are sophomore recitals for musicians in the AFA program. And those are basically a capstone performance. I also accompany those for voice and instrumental students. The equipment that we have is fantastic. Eric already talked about the recording studio. It's state of the art. And music students aren't necessarily in the recording studio. They're in different places being recorded. So that is wonderful hands-on experience. Regarding equipment, we have state-of-the-art practice rooms. We have quite a few upright pianos, 2 grands. The piano lab is fantastic. We just bought 17 new keyboards. So we can have a class of up to 16 students, which I've never seen yet, but wishful thinking. And we also have purchased recently keyboards for music students to check out that they can bring home to use if they don't have an instrument of their own.
Yeah, and that's super helpful because obviously you need a piano to practice. And some people might think, oh, well, I can't take piano classes if I can't practice at home. But that's a really great way to help students. So I think some of those main benefits to being a music student at a community college is that you get access to a lot of that equipment that might be harder to access at a university just because of the long waiting lists and increased competition. And hands-on experience is so important in this field. So how can a student get hands-on experience here at Vol State?
Well, we have recording projects that happen usually every semester. That is fantastic hands-on experience because every musician needs to know how to record. I mentioned already collaboration with students and faculty. I accompany all of the sophomore recitals, so I get to work with the students in rehearsals. There are so many different electives that are primarily for the AAS degree, but any student can take them, especially AFA students, if they are interested in some of these options. We have music publishing seminars, cooperative work experience, audio recording techniques, etc.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. Will you talk a little bit more about your professional career, like where you've played? What's your favorite experience that has transferred outside of the classroom?
So favorite experience, that might take me a minute to think about, but regarding where I play, in the summers, I go to music festivals, one in Michigan, one in Texas. to teach students and also do performances. That's always a fantastic experience. Actually, my first piano student I met in Michigan before I moved to Tennessee. He lives outside Nashville.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
As far as performances, I generally perform at universities around the country. I've done some other larger venues. I really, really enjoy collaborating with other musicians. Being a pianist, a solo pianist can often be quite lonely, so it's great to work with two or three other musicians.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Nicholas Reynolds, for participating in this segment of the Vol State Chat. And when we come back, we're going to talk to some music students here at Vol State, so stay tuned for that. You're listening to the Vol State Chat on WVCP-FM.